Steve, talk to me about the power of video in a state agency and how relevant it is to you and Australia and the UK. Talk to me.
Yeah, great topic. So look, what we know is Facebook is playing a bigger part in real estate marketing than ever before. And goodness knows how that's going to play out across the world over the next 3 years. Now, what we know is the algorithm, the Facebook algorithm in order rewards agents that are using Facebook Live. Yeah. The whole reason Tom Panos uses Facebook Live all of the time is Tom knows that the algorithm will obviously treat him better because he's using Facebook Live. After Facebook Live, you've got video. After video, you've got photography. Then obviously you've got normal text, yeah? So my advice and recommendations to all real estate agents is get comfortable to be behind video because it's the way it's gonna go. What we also know, Chris, is people's attention span is getting shorter and shorter, driven by millennials. Millennials, they don't want to read, they want to watch, yeah? And a 45-second video is without question gonna give real estate agents huge cut through, and agents need to get on that page.
Talk to me about a video. You booked a holiday recently,
yep.
And how it blew your mind, and then how relevant that could be to real estate agents.
Yeah, well, it's a great one. I mean, we talk about the sort of wow moment that real estate agents can create. And what I mean by a wow moment is a moment that impresses a buyer or seller to the extent that they say, I'm going to post that and share that on social media. Yeah. And let's be honest with you, the cheapest form of advertising, Chris, is when someone says through social media, I've just sold a house through Steve Carroll. And this was an amazing experience that he gave me. Yeah, that's clearly the best form of advertising you can get. Now, the story you referred to is I did a house swap with a friend of mine in San Francisco. With 2 days to go, three teenage children, my wife, we decided to absolutely smash the credit card and have 2 days in LA. What all of my family members wanted out of the 2 days was different. So I tried to organize it on the internet too hard. So I walked into a travel agent and said, look, we want to leave in 24 hours. This is what we all want to do. They said, no problem, we can sort it. But this was the interesting bit. When we got back from the trip, we're in a car going back to the house that we're living in. I get a phone call from the travel agent asking me if A, I've had a good trip, and B, whether or not I could send a photograph of the family having a good time. What I didn't know was they were gonna embed that photograph into a 1 minute video, which was a memory of our trip to Los Angeles.
Well, should we show it now?
Let's show it now. Hit it. It ain't no country club either. This is LA.
So interestingly, they got some. So you wanted to go to the beach, you wanted to go to Rodeo Drive, and you wanted to go to Universal Studios.
Yeah.
Now, they didn't film that, did they?
No, that was footage that they obviously have in a library that they clearly just merged together, dropped the photograph in, and created that wow moment. Now, what I say to real estate audiences, and I've shown this video to 20, 30,000 real estate agents in Australia and Asia. When we got that video, the first thing we did as a family was we shared it on social media. And what we said was, if you ever go to California, check out Los Gatos Travel Advisors because they rock, yeah? They knew full well what their effort was going to reap. And that's a great form of advertising. And you know, what I find frustrating, Chris, with real estate agents is, you know, I've just sold my property in Rutland, and I've got a massive connection between Rutland and me and my family, and we've sold the house. It would have been so great if the agent had sent me like a 2-minute video of the best of Rutland just for us to keep, and it's so easy.
Could have even done a video on the house,
Absolutely, absolutely. And
but for
that,
you.
for me, personalized, because it's all about personalization. And the reason why you would do this is to try and create that moment so it gets shared. And I'm seeing agents in Australia do this really, really well.
So what are they doing it for house sellers or house buyers? What's the context of the video? Or are you doing two different types of videos?
Well, there's two. I mean, look, there's obviously the videos to sell the house,
Yes.
yeah. But what I'm noticing good agents do is rather than say, and this is the bathroom and this is the lounge, they're creating videos to say, here are three of the best bits of this property. Yeah. And those best bits might be not the bedroom or the lounge. It might just be a feature. It might be the view. Yeah. Or it might be a bit of history about the location. So rather than it being a predictable 3 bedrooms, 2 lounges, 2 bathrooms, it's special parts of this property. What I'm also then seeing is agents creating, we just saw the travel advisors off Los Gatos trying to replicate those videos, which is not necessarily about the house, it might be about the location or the area,
And who are they doing that video for?
the seller, the buyer, the
Right.
landlord.
So they've done this traditional video, which, hi, this is a property, I'm here to sell it.
Yeah.
But they're also doing a video for the person who's bought it and the person who's sold it. Once a
So
deal's been done to create kudos.
the first example, what I'm noticing the great agents doing is moving away from the predictable video. So it's still a video about the property, but it highlights features of the property that are unique. Yeah. So when you watch,
Adding personality to
as
it.
adding personality to it. Yeah. Absolutely. And then the second piece, which is kind of a rip-off from the travel advisors of Los Gatos. Look, I'll be honest, there's not a massive amount of agents doing it, but agents are starting to think about creating those special personalized. I tell you one of the reasons why agents have to do this. Think about Facebook. Facebook every single month will send you a little video of the things you got up to in the
Yes.
month of May. Facebook are setting the bar as far as personalization is concerned, and the gap between real estate agents and Facebook can't get too wide, because if it does, then agents are going to lose their relevancy.
I'm with you. I'm with you. Thank you very much.